Today, we offer this reading of mass for the souls of all the deceased members of the Church Music Association of America. And we also remember Alice Rivard, the grandmother of Father Rivard, who is here with us this day. And we ask that God grant her eternal rest. For all of the eternal rest granted to them, O Lord, and the perpetual life of the Amen. May they rest in peace.
Amen.
And their souls of all the souls of the faith departed, with the mercy of God, rest in peace.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
On this day, on which we pray for the dead, and meditate upon the reality of death in relation to our faith, I would like to take a few moments to meditate upon one of the most sublime poems ever composed of the sacred liturgy. It has been said that it is the chief glory of sacred poetry and the most precious treasure of the Latin Church. This poem has been translated into almost every language on earth and has over 230 individual English translations. I speak, of course, of the Dies Irae. There are many theories about its origin, but most historians seem to think that it came into existence between 1253 and 1255 AD. It is attributed to Thomas Celano, the friend, fellow friar, and biographer of St. Francis of Assisi. It very quickly found its way into the Roman Missal and became a standard part of the funeral liturgy until 1970. It was in constant use for over 700 years throughout the world. The Dies Irae is rich with inexhaustible spiritual depth. It is a reflection upon the words of sacred scripture, and it has something very important to tell us as we pray for the dead, as we meditate upon death, and as we prepare for the day of our own death. It begins with reverent fear and humility. Rex tremende majestatis. He is the king of tremendous glory. The trumpet will sound as he comes to judge the world. All that is not holy will lay in ashes. The dead will be summoned before his throne. Modern man must once again learn to know his place before the majesty of God. God is greater than the power of the sun that shines in the sky. He is greater than the power of all the stars in the universe. He is incomprehensible in glory and strength. And he will come to judge us, to judge you, and to judge me. Those steeped in sin, unrepentant, arrogant, presumptuous, and proud must know and be warned that it will be a day of wrath, a dreadful day. For those who die in a state of grace and friendship with God, they will still need cleansing, but it will be then a place of purifying fire, a time of purgatory and cleansing. The Dies Irae tells us that the truth will be revealed. All our thoughts, our words, and our actions will be brought to light. All those actions behind closed doors are hidden. God is a God of truth, and he cannot be fooled by lies and deception. We are individually responsible for our own actions. ransom of the cross was bought. Let not such day come to one. The Lord is full of compassion, my hope, as thou didst bury sin face and take the thief to thine embrace. So dost thou give me hope of grace. He accepts a contrite and a sincere penance, that I quote, prostrate, my contrite heart, my rend, my God, my Father, and my friend, do not forsake me in the end. Finally, we are once again reminded of the holy fear, humility, and reverence we must have, and I quote, O day of weeping, day of woe, when rising from this pyre below, the sinner to his judge shall cry, spare me, thou mighty God. Then, with one final gasp, our last request, a prayer filled with tenderness and hope, we say, Pie Jesu Domine, Dona eis requiem, Pie, good, merciful, or gentle, O sweet Jesus, O good Jesus, O merciful Jesus, O gentle Jesus, bless granted them all eternal rest from him. And how beautiful in this Mass that Pie Jesu was sung after the consecration of Christ, his present on the altar, sweet Lord, intercede for us and help us. When you think about it and you meditate upon it, it really does take your breath away. And I've always seen